Quest, and it's by the Bare Naked Ladies, and it's called If I Had $1 Million. Nice track, check it out. Coming at you right now.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house,
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house,
maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice Reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I
somewhere. You know, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like, open the fridge and stuff, and there would be foods laid out for us, with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat,
but not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
Eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you some art,
a Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
I'd be rich.
Bye. get down. I said, are you ready for some rock and roll? Let's hear it for Jay Giles Band.
Some better look at the eye, some better look at the nose, some better look at the side, some better look at the toe. Wait a minute, I don't care if the eyes are red, I don't care if the nose is black, I don't care if she's underfed, I don't care if her clothes are worn.
Yeah! some loving tonight.
We'll be right back.
Jay Giles' Full House album. That was Looking for a Love Live. Before that, we had Cruising for a Love. And before that one, we had First I Look at the Purse, all by the Jay Giles Band, live from their Full House album. And that's a great album. Never lets up, just keeps moving. Energy-driven rock. And before that, we had You've Got Another Thing Coming by Judas Priest. It's All Been Done by Bare Naked Ladies. And at the top, If I Had $1 Million by Bare Naked Ladies. And you're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and I'm here to bring you great music. We play a variety of genres down here, and we also play a lot of music that can bring you back in time to a good place. Music that you grew up with. Music to get you going. Wake up music. And music that makes you feel good. And would you like to get your music on this show? Go to ultimaterockradio.com and click on Submit Music for more info. And thanks for being here with me today. Just forgetting about everything for a couple of hours and just getting into music. And backing me up is Flying by the Beatles off the Magical Mystery Tour album. Coming up, Boston, Steve Gilligan, the Beatles, and Blue Ashes, so don't go anywhere.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD.
We all got a long way to go.
There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on and so should you.
Yes, we all got a long way to go.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and worldwide on the web at WMFO.org.
I'm music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. Come. the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. Where I stop and I turn and I go for a ride. Till I get to the bottom and I see you again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But do you, don't you want me to love you?
mother's breaking heart is taking over. When the violence causes silence, we must be mistaken. It's just saying old tea since 1916. In your head, in your head, they're still fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, in your head, they are dying. What's in your head? In your head,
and your fear is real. Try and move ahead through roads not clear.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio. I'm your host, FR, and you just heard Hope by Chuck Furtado. Real nice track. Before that, we had It's on the Rocks by the Donnas, Zombie by Blue Ashes, and that was a Cranberries cover. Well done. Helter Skelter by the Beatles, Baby That Day May Come by Steve Gilligan, former bass player for the Stompers. That was a catchy track. And at the top, we had More Than a Feeling by Boston. And that's going to do it for my show today. I'll be back next Friday at 11 a.m. Hope you guys join me again. In the meantime, be kind to each other and take it one day at a time. And if you can, get out, go places, do things, have fun. And most importantly, exercise. That's really important. You got to take care of your health. Okay, I'm going to leave you with a couple of tracks. Not sure which ones yet, but hang in there. You might like them. So be well, be safe, and I'll catch you next week. Take care.
Hey, what's up? This is Gwen from No Doubt, speaking for Rad. You think you can drive properly after you've had a few drinks? I don't think so. Give up the keys. Choose a designated driver. Music lives, so should you.
Public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Ultimate Rock Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM at WMFO.org.
Don't you know what playing Kissing them, I never knew how badly I was missing.